This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Filing of a nomination of candidates for presidential election today. CPNUML decides not to leave the government until the presidential election. And Ukrainian President Zelensky warns Xi Jinping meeting following China's peace plan. Now the news in detail. Candidate vying for the post of the next president would be filing their nomination papers today. Assistant Election Officer Amrita Kumari Sharma said the nomination of candidates for the post of president is scheduled to be registered at the office of the election officer at the Federal Parliament building premises in New Baneshwar from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. As per the legal provision, a candidate standing for the post of president will require 5 lawmakers who should propose and 5 others to second the candidacy. The vote for the post of the president will be held on coming March 9. CPNUML Vice Chairperson Subhash Chandra Nemmang has filed his candidacy for the presidential election. CPNUML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli and other leaders reached the Federal Parliament building in New Baneshwar to register his candidacy. Among his proponents are Chair K.P. Sarma Oli, leaders Prithvi Subhash Gurung, Gokarna Raj Bista, Raghubir Mahashet and Chabilal Biswakarma. Similarly, party leaders Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai, Top Bahadur Rai Maji, Juli Kumari Mahato, Dil Kumari Rawal Thapa and Aman Kumar Maski are among his supporters. The CPNUML had decided not to leave the government before the presidential election. The UML Secretariat meeting held this morning at the UML Central Office in Chiasa, Lalitpur, decided not to leave the government until the presidential election. After the meeting, CPNUML Publicity Department Chief Prithvi Subhash Gurung informed that they will not leave the government immediately. The Nepali Congress had decided to nominate its senior leader Ramchandra Paudel as the candidate for the post of the next president of the country. The party's vice president Dhanraj Gurung said the meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Executive Committee held this morning at the party's central office in Sanipa unanimously decided to nominate Paudel as the presidential candidate. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has said he is now shouldering the responsibility of protecting citizens' rights guaranteed by the constitution. Senior leader Paudel made such observation after the Nepali Congress Central Education Committee meeting held this morning decided to make him the presidential candidate from the party. He expressed the belief that he had love and goodwill of all his friends from all political parties in the Federal Parliament and province assemblies as well. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party had decided to withdraw its support and thereby leave the government. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party leader Rajaram Shrestha said a joint meeting of the party's Central Work Education Committee and the parliamentary party held this morning decided to withdraw itself from the government. The party has also decided to withdraw the support given to the provincial governments. Janata Samajwadi Party, JSP, had decided to support the candidate of the Nepali Congress in the presidential election. Janata Samajwadi Party Publicity Department Chief Purna Basnet said an executive committee meeting of the Janata Samajwadi Party held on Friday night took the decision to this effect. The party took the decision soon after a joint meeting of the 8 political parties decided to support Nepali Congress candidate in the election to the president. The health condition of Nepali Congress leader and lawmaker Dr. Chandrakant Bhandari is witnessing gradually improvement. Dr. Bhandari is currently undergoing treatment at the National Burn Center in Mumbai, India for burn injuries. Bhandari was airlifted to Mumbai after being seriously injured in a cooking gas leakage and explosion that took place at his house in Buddhanagar, Kathmandu, 10 days ago. Bhandari's relative, Min Prasad Bhandari, said that all vitals of leader Bhandari remains normal and that he has started taking solid food from Friday. 2 youths of Panchadev Municipality 8 in Assam district who were seriously injured in a fire on February 23 have been airlifted to Kathmandu in Nepali Army's helicopter for further treatment at initiative of the Office of the Prime Minister. Himraj Rokamagar and Piram Rokamagar were injured when a house caught fire on February 23. They were admitted at Surkhet Hospital and the hospital recommended the patients for Kirtipur-based Burn Hospital for further treatment. Of the injured, Himraj has sustained 80% burns, while Piram 36%. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he plans to meet China's leader Xi Jinping to discuss Beijing's proposals on ending the war in Ukraine. Speaking on the first anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion, he said the proposal signaled that China was involved in the search for peace. China's plan calls for peace talks and respect for national sovereignty. However, the 12-point document does not specifically say that Russia must withdraw its troops from Ukraine, and it also condemns the uses of unilateral sanctions in what is seen as a veiled criticism of Ukraine's allies in the West. Earlier this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Beijing was considering supply weapons and ammunition to Russia, a claim strongly denied by Beijing. The number of people killed by the earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria earlier this month has now passed 50,000, according to latest figures from both countries. The country's Disaster and Emergency Management Authority said in Turkey alone, 44,218 people died as a result of the earthquakes, while the latest announced death toll in Syria was 5,914. The first earthquake on February 6 that hit southeastern Turkey and northern Syria measured a magnitude of 7.7, and a second, a little later, measured 7.6. The region has been rocked by more than 9,000 aftershocks since. Nearly 240,000 rescue workers, including volunteers, continue to work in the 11 quake-hit provinces in Turkey. There have been no reports of survivors being rescued in recent days. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain thunderstorms are likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of hilly regions of rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Filing of a nomination of candidates for presidential election today. CPNUML decides not to leave the government until the presidential election. And Ukrainian President Zelensky warns Xi Jinping meeting following China's peace plan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.